This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. The Supreme Court has recorded the union government's assurance that no fresh appointments will be made to Waqf boards or the Central Waqf Council under the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 until the next hearing. The three-judge bench led by Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna also noted that the status of existing Waqf properties, including those listed as the Waqf by user, will remain unchanged for now. The Apex Court granted the centre 7 days to file a reply over the pleas filed against the Waqf Amendment Act, after which the petitioners will be granted 5 days to review the reply. The matter will be now heard on May 5th. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar questioned recent ruling of the Supreme Court prescribing a timeline for the President to decide on bills and said there cannot be a situation where court directs the President of India. He said the Apex Court can only interpret the Constitution. Addressing the sixth batch of Rajya Sabha interns at the Vice President's enclave in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Dhankar said India had not bargained for a democracy where judges will legislate, perform executive functions and act as what he called the super parliament. He underlined that one has to be extremely sensitive while exercising power.
We have to be extremely sensitive. It is not a question of someone filing a review or not. We never bargained for democracy for this day. President being called upon to decide in a time-bound manner, and if not, becomes law. So we have judges who will legislate, who will perform executive functions, who will act as super parliament, and absolutely have no accountability because law of the land does not apply to them.
India has asked the Pakistan to take action against the perpetrators of the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks following the extradition of Tahawur Hussain Rana. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said that the extradition of Rana serves as a reminder to Pakistan that it needs to bring to justice other perpetrators of the Mumbai attacks, whom it continues to shield. He said Pakistan may try very hard, but its reputation as the epicenter of global terrorism will not diminish. In West Bengal, central forces will continue to remain deployed in violence-affected areas of Murshidabad as per an order from the Calcutta High Court. A division bench comprising Justices Sumin Sen and Raja Basu Chaudhary rejected a plea filed by the leader of the opposition, Suvendu Adhikari, and others, seeking a National Investigation Agency, NIA, probe into the violence. However, the court clarified that the central government is free to take sua motu cognizance of the incidents and may independently order an NIA investigation if deemed necessary. In a groundbreaking discovery, scientists using the James Webb Space Telescope have detected strong signs of possible life beyond our solar system. The team identified chemical biosignatures in the atmosphere of K2-18b, an exoplanet located 124 light-years from Earth, suggesting the potential presence of life. The Cambridge team, led by Professor Nikku Madhusudhan at Cambridge University's Institute of Astronomy, found molecules in the planet's atmosphere that are typically produced by simple organisms on Earth, such as microbes. Professor Madhusudhan emphasized that it does not constitute definitive evidence of life, but rather points to biological activity, a biosignature. U.S. President Donald Trump and visiting Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni have expressed optimism about a potential trade deal between the U.S. and the euro. President Trump stated that there will be a trade deal, 100%, but it will be a fair deal. Prime Minister Meloni said that she was confident an agreement could be reached, emphasizing her goal to make the West great again. India Saurav Kothari defeated defending champion Pankaj Advani by 725-480 points in the final to win the 2025 BSF World Billiards title in Carlow, Ireland. In a thrilling final, Kothari emerged as the champion with an emphatic win, scoring 725 points to Advani's 480. With the victory, Kothari becomes only the third Indian to win both the IBSF and WBL World Billiards professional titles. His brilliant break of 325 was the match's standout moment and marked one of the finest in recent championship history. And that is the end of this news bulletin.